The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we bring various topics. We try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom from those topics. Last week, we discussed people who are at loss in the light of the Holy Quran's verse. Inshallah, we'll continue that topic today. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today. I would highly encourage you to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program, which talks from Holy Quran, which will give you so much knowledge from Ahadith also, and so much to learn and reflect and make good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Dhamat Barakatuhumul Aliya, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions. I make this intention, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make this intention, you watch this from start to end, you'll remember it, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Last week we learned this verse, let me read it before you again. We'll continue from there. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون Those who break their promise with Allah after affirming it, said that which Allah has commanded to be joined and spread discord within the earth. These very people are the losers. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 27. Respecting this, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned three faults of those who are at loss. The very first fault last week we discussed was disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking promise with Allah, which is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and breaking ties with close relatives. This was the second fault. And the third, which is mentioned in this verse, is spreading discord within the earth. We'll talk about these three faults in detail, inshallah, in today's episode. The very first fault mentioned in this verse is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do, not doing that, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to refrain from, doing that, which is known as disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the one who is disobedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ends up going to that ditch of disgrace which you cannot imagine. Disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send us in the destruction, total destruction. That person who keeps on disobeying Allah and he does not repent, he does not mend his relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes disgraced. And the one who becomes disgraced in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or disgraced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no one on earth can give him respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, verse number 18. And whomsoever Allah humiliates, none can grant him honor. Allahu Akbar. If Allah Almighty disgraces a person because of his vileness, no one can grant him honor. It is an undeniable reality that generally no individual or nation can necessarily claim an unconditional inherited right of honor. Transgressing while being deluded by a false sense of self-importance with a hope of being respected at the same time is irrational. Allah Almighty will confer honor on those worthy of it, while sinners will be cast into the abyss of disgrace. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that when drought becomes severe and there are no rains, then the animals cast curse upon the sinners, disobedient ones. And they say, this drought is due to their sins. Now imagine, animals, they are cursing Ashraful Makhluqat. They are cursing humans. Allahu Akbar. What a disgrace this is. And that is due to the sins the humans, they do. Disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wahab rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wahi to one of the prophets of Bani Israel. Person, when he obeys me, then I become pleased with him. And when I become pleased with him, I grant him blessings. And when a person disobeys me, I become displeased with him. And when I become displeased with him, then I shower curse upon him. And my curse reaches up to 7 generations of that person. Allahu Akbar. Kar tu naraz hua, meri halakat hogi. Hai main nare jahannam mein jalunga ya Rab. Afw kar aur sada ke liye razi ho ja. Gar karam kar de to jannat mein rahunga ya Rab. Speculous. It is mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are sinning, we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, in totality, there is no punishment upon us. And previous ummas, their faces were deformed. Allahu Akbar. They were completely changed. Some would become monkeys, some would become pigs due to their sins, the consequences they would face. Ulama, they say that in previous nations, the punishment was deformation of one's body parts. When they would disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their faces were deformed. Some would become monkeys, some would become pigs. But in this ummah, the adab punishment is ruhani, khasf and mas, meaning before bodies were deformed, but now hearts are changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 110. وَنُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ. We shall turn their hearts and eyes away from it, meaning from the truth. Now imagine a person who is receiving curse from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From animals, his heart has been changed. How will he be protected from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will his heart receive truth, knowledge, wisdom from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it's very important that we abandon sins. We abandon disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start doing sujood, qiyam, ruku, fasting, giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should repent from all our sins, what we have done in our life. Sincere tawbah, repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make intention that we will never ever commit sins. We will not miss salah. It is stated in hadith, a person who repents is as if he has not sinned. Come, do rujoo. Come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent from all your sins and start obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for you. And the second severe fault mentioned in the verse which we are discussing was breaking ties with your close relatives. On very small issues, we start breaking ties. Like my relative did not invite me on wedding of his son or daughter. Right? I was not treated well in that party or function. Right? They did not come and buy from my shop. Or like very, very, very small issues, we start breaking ties with our relatives. Very small issues. Nobody is loving for this. We shouldn't do that. Because breaking ties is one of those severe sins, you can say, if that is without any valid Shari'i reason, that you can end up getting the deprivation of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will become a person at loss. So why would somebody do such bargain? It is mentioned in Hadith Pak, the one who breaks ties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breaks him. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes we feel, I am broken. I'm completely broken. Have you ever thought that? What is the situation of my keeping ties with relatives? Have I not broken ties with my parents? Am I serving them properly? Am I fulfilling their rights? Am I good with my other relatives? With my siblings? With my uncles? With my aunties? With my other relatives, close relatives? Upon them, my right is there. Maybe it could be the cause that we are broken completely, shattered. It could be the cause that we have broken ties with our relatives. Let's mend these relations for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you stand up again, inshaAllah. The renowned and revered Prophet has stated, deeds of the people are presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Monday and Thursday. So Allah azza wa jalla forgives all except for those bearing malice with each other and breaking relations. Allahu Akbar. Let me tell you that which are the relatives that must be treated with kindness as a wajib obligation. The Quran also unconditionally stated, ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى, i.e. the relatives. However, there are also different levels of treating relatives with kindness. Let me explain the consequences of breaking ties. While describing a hadith of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala and once said, anyone breaking off relations must leave our gathering. Right? He used to give dars, and during that dars, that gathering, he made this announcement. Listening to this, a young man stood up and went to his aunt. He had a year old quarrel with. So for 1 year they were having no ties. After the aunt and the nephew got reconciled with each other, the aunt asked her nephew to go and ask the reason for it, i.e. what was the wisdom behind the announcement made by Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala. And therefore, the young man came and asked the reason for it. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and replied that he had heard from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, the nation which has any relations breaking person in it is not blessed with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is because of such person who has broken ties without any valid Shari'i reason, that within that gathering, the blessing is not descended, is not received. Did you see how Muslims, they had deep divine fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The fortunate young man overcame with divine fear, promptly went to his aunt himself and made reconciliation with her. Everyone should ponder which relatives they have differences with. If anyone finds out any quarrel with any relative, they should immediately make efforts for reconciliation, provided there is no Shari'i prohibition. Even if you have to demean yourself, do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will reach heights of respect, inshallah. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah." That the one who shows humility for Allah azza wa jal is granted loftiness by Allah azza wa jal. Allah will raise your status, inshallah. Your respect will not be decreased if you do Ajz, humbleness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then your relations, if you know any of your relatives who have broken ties with you, or you have broken ties with them, and there's no valid Shari prohibition or any reason that you've done this, do mend this relation, respect to this. Because this is one of those severe faults mentioned in the verse which we are discussing, that could cause someone get to the deprivation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are seeing that the hadith also in this regard, that how the mercy is not descended, may Allah protect us. May Allah remove all sorts of faults from ourselves, especially breaking ties with our close relatives. Abu Layf Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that mending relationships has 10 benefits. Number one, you get the rida, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also the sabab, the cause of pleasure of the people also. And angels, they also get pleased due to this, subhanallah. Muslims, they appreciate that individual who does this act. And shaitan gets grief because of this. And it increases lifespan. It increases barakah in one's risk. His forefathers who left this mortal world, they also become pleased. And it increases love also. When a person dies, his reward gets increased because people, they do dua in his favor. These are the benefits of doing sila rahmi, mending relation with your relatives. Let's now talk about that third fault which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the verse 27, Surah Al-Baqarah, which is spreading discord within the earth. And people are at loss, those they have such faults. And one of them is spreading fasad, discord within the earth. There are many forms of spreading discord within the earth. So killing people, right? Robbing people, like stealing someone's stuff, abusing others, fighting with others, kidnapping people for ransom, doing fraud, spreading malice. And there are so many other forms of spreading discord within the earth. And one of the severe ones is propagating sins within the society. Such people who rob people or kill people, they are very less, very few, in thousands you would find. But there are people who propagate sins. There are so many in this day and age. Those parents who listen music at home, what about their kids? Will they not listen music? Sinful channels, internet, and there's no prohibition whatsoever. Everybody has got the right to see and to do whatever they want. Parents are not playing their role. Allahu Akbar. Is it not propagating sins and giving permission to commit sins? Nowadays on social media, astaghfirullah. In past, how are Muslims like? When any guest would arrive, the female sisters, mothers, wives, they were sent inside. They would do parda. There was ihtimam of wailing. And then the guest was invited. But nowadays people, they are making videos, vlogs, with their sisters, with their wives, Allahu Akbar. And they are projecting themselves on social media for views, Allahu Akbar. This is the condition of Muslims this day and age. What has happened to us? And you know better than me how this discord on earth is being done through propagating sins, projecting sins, providing content to others so that they can also watch and see and end up committing sins. Isn't it spreading discord within the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَا تُفْصِلُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْضَ إِصْلَاحِهَا.
And do not spread discord in the earth after its reformation. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends messengers. Law was given to you. They invited you towards righteousness. And they forbade you from sinning. Allah. And now when the reformation has been served and done, do not spread discord. Do not call people towards sins. Today we learned three faults in detail. One was disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not have this fault within us. Another was breaking ties with our relatives. We should not have this fault within our personality. And the third one was spreading discord within the earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all these faults, and we serve our life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel, with another interesting topic. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.